Friday, August 20th, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brad Doubleman, making headlines. Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan believes that it has become opportune for South Africa to proclaim a new national intent of pursuing an economic path that targets sustained gross domestic product growth of 7% for a period of 20 years, as the current growth trajectory simply won't help us to get to where we want to go. Gordhan said that achieving this goal will require a humongous national effort and the development of a social compact involving labour, business, the social sectors and government. The process is led by Economic Development Minister Ibrahim Patel, Trade and Industry Minister Dr. Rob Davies and Gordhan, and has been framed under the so-called New Growth Path, which is itself guided by Outcome 4 in President Jacob Zuma's list of 12 outcomes. The minister also said that consideration could be given to macroeconomic policies that encourage export-led growth, possibly through addressing the volatility of the rand, as well as the perceived overvaluation of the local currency unit. African National Congress Secretary-General Gwede Mantashe defended the party's proposal towards a media tribunal on Thursday. Freedom of the press and freedom of expression must not be elevated above other rights, such as the right to privacy and the right to dignity, said Mantashe at the African Participatory Democracy Conference in Johannesburg. These rights must be equally protected. Therefore, giving media freedom its status of being equal to democracy is a misnomer. Mantashe accused journalists who have criticized the media tribunal of not being familiar with the resolution that proposed it. The question is not about whether the tribunal is against the media because it exposed corruption. Media must be able to write and expose things that are facts, but it must be compliant with protecting the rights of others, he said. A countrywide public servant strike entered its third day today, despite the government's announcement that it will unilaterally implement its 7% wage offer. Several incidents of violence and intimidation were reported on Thursday as striking health officials disrupted hospital services. Rubber bullets were fired and water sprayed at protesters in several areas countrywide, including the M1 highway in Johannesburg, where workers blocked the road. Teacher unions boasted that schools had shut down completely. President Jacob Zuma warned that striking employees could face dismissal. He said that it is in the law that the government could fire workers engaged in a prolonged strike. Also making headlines. South African President Jacob Zuma is to lead a state visit to China in a bid to strengthen political, economic and trade relations with the world's second largest economy and South Africa's largest trading partner. The United Nations says that the relief work to feed millions going hungry in Niger has not been disrupted by a security scare linked to Al-Qaeda, but aid workers say that some Western staff are being kept out of the region. Legal advocacy body Freedom Under Law says that the Judicial Service Commission's decision not to go ahead with an inquiry into Western Cape Judge President John Klopp's conduct undermines the public's trust in the judiciary, and a group of parliamentarians in Benin wants President Boni Yayi impeached over his suspected involvement in a Ponzi scheme that has swindled thousands of people of their savings. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.